WCCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is blasting Fed Chair Powell, saying his, quote, termination can't come soon enough, after Powell's comments linking tariffs to inflation. Constitutional law professor James Sample.
The mere threat of terminating Chairman Powell is uncharted territory.
The European Central Bank has just cut interest rates to offset the impact of Trump tariffs. California Governor Newsom's filed a lawsuit challenging the president's authority to enact international tariffs. He says his state could lose billions.
Any business person, small or large, uncertainty is the number one enemy. Just give us certainty.
Eli Lilly says a pill form of its weight loss injectable showed success in a late-stage clinical trial. Medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
Side effect profile is very similar to what we see with the drugs like Ozempic and Mounjaro that are already on the market.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News, your news roundup in a quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. There are real concerns about how President Donald Trump's tariffs will impact Wisconsin's manufacturing. Joanne Krulotz explains.
Republican Congressman Scott Fitzgerald says tariffs will make it more difficult for Wisconsin manufacturers to get raw materials like steel and timber. Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce president on WISN's Upfront program said the hope is that Trump doesn't believe that tariffs are actually a national strategy to prosperity. Business leaders and mainstream economists don't agree with that.
And after failed referendums this spring, school districts across the state are now having to adjust their budgets, triggering staff and programming cuts. Lisa Hale tells us more.
One of the districts making cuts is Fond du Lac. That district's $10 million per year for 4 years operational referendum failed on the April 1st ballot. Fond du Lac School District is now making cuts to address a $7.5 million deficit. Superintendent Jeff Flagg said that the district will eliminate 83 positions and lay off 27 employees. 53 of those positions are teaching jobs. Due to the cuts, class sizes will increase across the district. Flagg believes the staff cuts will cover almost all of the deficit, but he said the district will look at closing buildings if more cuts are needed.
And Wisconsin Democrats are trying to get big money out of campaigns with a statewide referendum. Lawmakers in the State Assembly and State Senate are reintroducing a resolution that would effectively overturn the U.S. Supreme Court's Citizens United decision by amending the state constitution. The decision allowed corporations to be treated like people in campaigns, increasing the amount of money that could be contributed to their preferred candidates. If the bill makes it through the legislature, it would appear on the November 2026 ballot. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Brewers tank the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 5-1 win over the Tigers. Sal Frelick hit his first home run of the season and talked about getting back-to-back victories to win the series after losing to Detroit Monday 9-1.
Super short memory in this locker room. Ton of guys, you know, were just showing up the next day. Long season, so, I mean, wins and losses. You have a good win, next day you have a tough loss. Yeah, just keeping that short memory in the locker room.
Basketball, the Bucks head to Indy to play the Pacers Saturday. Game one of their best-of-7 playoffs series. In Green Bay, the NFL draft now just 1 week away. Packers president Mark Murphy.
This is the second biggest event that the league has. It's exciting that we're able to have it here in Green Bay, and the economic impact, I think it's $94 million statewide. There'll be 250,000 people here over the 3 days. It'll be a 3-day commercial for Wisconsin and Green Bay, and it's just publicity that, you know, you really can't match.
That's the Packers' Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered afternoon showers, even a thunder shower possible. Our high in the upper 50s to near 60. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms. Our low dropping into the 40s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Matt Nair on air.
Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters talking about the SAVE Act.
The kind of voter fraud that this SAVE Act is targeting would be non-citizen voter fraud.
There is no evidence of this. Zero.
Non-citizens, no. They're not eligible to vote.
There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Matt Nair on air. Moving soon to its new time. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwalbe, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, legal issues continue surrounding the man deported to El Salvador. Jim Santel will join us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
It is Thursday, April the 17th of 2025. A very pleasant start here in north central Wisconsin. The work crews are out just beyond the window here at our downtown studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Sun is shining, plenty of blue skies, temperature of 41 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us at YouTube, youtube.com, and the 98.9 WXCO channel on YouTube. And you can be part of the program as well. Give us a call or a text. The number is the same, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to join us here on the program. Coming up in about 14 minutes or so, we will talk about a changing weather forecast. Yeah, right now a lot of sunshine, but expecting some wet weather moving in later on this afternoon into tonight. And we'll get all the details with Brittany Merlot at 8:21. Coming up in hour number two at 9:21, we'll be talking to Marathon County Democratic Chair Nancy Stensel. And then our final segment, we will have Ian Welsh finish things off as we do each day with our number for the day and our number for the day quiz.
That's right.
Real quickly, Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
We'll get more with you coming up in just a little bit.
Okay.
But, of course, on Thursday morning, we get an opportunity to talk to the host of Up North News Radio, which can be heard right here on 98.9 WXCO and online right before this program, the one, the only, Mr. Pat Kreitlow. Pat, good morning.
Thank God there's only one and only. How are you, Mr. Holmes?
Doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm okay. That's, you know, we're getting ready for all these big changes around Civic Media. Yeah. And as I was just saying on air to Luke Mathers, it seems like every time you cross something off the to-do list, two more things pop up. Actually, I think three more popped up during the news break just now. But they're on the legal pad, so they're going to get done at some point here.
Well, let's start off by talking about that, because I have been mentioning during the last number of days that starting next week, we will be having some changes. Not at the start of the week, but somewhere in the middle of the week. I think on Wednesday is the plan at this point. But exciting that you are getting an extra hour. You're going to be on the air from 6 till 9 a.m. I just... I thought I'd let you talk a little bit about, for folks that, I mean, next week at this time, you'll be starting hour number three of the program. What are you expecting? What is it in terms
pain.
Of?
Pain. I'm expecting pain. Clearly, I'm being punished for something here. So are the listeners. We all deserve better than this, but it is what it is. So we will carry on. And like I said, a lot to do here because with you making this transition into more local project special, it's apparently, I guess you do some sports too, I understand.
A little bit. Once in a while. Yeah.
So somewhere in there. So for folks elsewhere on the Wausau Dial who might have been, you know, tap dancing on somebody's grave here, let me tell you, this little legal pad I hold in my hand, this thing right here, which is full of, so this is the schedule. The schedule. Well, it's not really set yet. I mean, there's scribbles all over it. But basically, I've told Mr. Holmes he gets to pick like any blocks he wants in here because I want everybody in the Wausau media market to know that Mr. Holmes is going to be around early and often. And basically, I'm just going to open up the door, put out the welcome mat, and say, Chad, what do you think is happening around Wausau these days? And go. And I'm going to get some coffee, and Chad's going to tell you what he really thinks. And I am looking forward to a segment I'm going to call Spicy Chad.
Well, I was going to say that I think you're going to find yourself with some deep regret very, very soon here.
I don't think so. I think that we have some opportunities here now to really, because right now we only get a couple of minutes here. You get a couple of minutes on my show. We're going to be able to have more time to really get into issues, not just in the Chippewa Valley for me, but in central Wisconsin, northern Wisconsin for you. And, you know, not just gloss over the surface of it, but you and I get to tag team now on some of these stories and topics that affect life, you know, in your neck of the woods. And I think the net result of this is going to be positive for me, for you, for the listeners, for news coverage, and for conversation up there. So I'm very much looking forward to that part of it.
And the thing about it is, and I think you kind of touched on it with one of the breaking stories that you had this morning with Joe Zepecki announcing his bid for chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is there's a connection between what is going on here, what is going on in the Chippewa Valley, what's going on in Madison and Milwaukee, that connection. And you talk about, you know, there would be different thoughts in Milwaukee and Madison about their different things.
But there are a few people I respect more than Nancy Stensel, who you're going to have on. And, I mean, Nancy's one of those people that, I mean, she will take those folks in Madison and Milwaukee and she will grab them by the scruff of the neck, if need be, and make sure that they do not forget the issues and the priorities of folks up north as well.
Let's talk about that breaking news this morning. It was great to hear you with Joe Zepecki and talking about his ideas in terms of what he is thinking here at the start of his campaign. I found it interesting that he basically said there are some really good things that are going on, but there's always ways you can be better. I think that's a good way of going about it, and I think that in terms of moving to the future, I mean, yes, Ben Wickler's done a very good job, but at the same time, you can't just try to maintain. And I think we've seen in many different areas, whether it's in politics, whether it's in sports, when you have somebody that leaves and you have somebody comes in, if you say, well, I'm going to try to maintain, that's usually when you fall back.
Well, exactly. And you can't do that. You have to be your own person. You have to put your own mark on things. And, you know, that would include as well, you know, one of the candidates for party chair is Devin Remicker. He is the current executive director of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. And I will look forward to having him on our show as well to say that even though he is currently, you know, in a top level inside the party, he's going to want to make his own mark and how to do that. And the same goes Mr. Kennedy and Mr. Garcia, who are also candidates for state party chair, and there may be more candidates that emerge. And while Ben Wickler, you know, did a lot of good things, there's nobody that thinks the way to win this particular election is to say, well, I'm just going to coast on everything that he did over the past 6 years.
And I also found it interesting that there's already two Democratic candidates for the third CD. And actually, one thing I'm going to talk to Nancy about later today is, because when you were talking earlier, I'm thinking, well, what's going on here in the 7th? Because obviously there seems to be a lot of excitement and a lot of fire to be involved in trying to get Derek Van Orden out of office.
Well, there certainly is a fire to get him out of office. But there is also there are real divides in the party. Now, we've spent a lot of time talking about divides in the Republican Party, especially between what we would call mainstream Republicans, traditional Republicans, and, you know, the MAGA slash Trump wing, the extremist wing, you know, the one that's tiptoeing around fascism wing of the Republican Party. But Democrats, too, are coming to terms after Trump's win last year with how much time is supposed to be spent calling out Trump and the dangers to democracy versus being proactive and saying these are the things that we are for. There's divides about, you know, people who are party insiders. Some people want to hear from outsiders. The third district, of course, has three big population centers widely scattered: Eau Claire, La Crosse, and Stevens Point, but then a lot of rural area in between. So you have in Rebecca Cook, who's run before and has already announced again, as well as Emily Berge, the Eau Claire City Council president, you have the illustration of some of those divides in the way that Emily Berge is more, you know, worked within the party structure. Rebecca Cook has decidedly worked, you know, outside of the party structure. That has ruffled some feathers in the third district. There's no doubt about that. But it's also appealed to other people who don't consider themselves to be party members. So I'm not saying either one is right or wrong, but we need to recognize that the 3rd Congressional District, to win that race against Derek Van Orden, is going to take a party that comes together after a primary, no matter what. And I'm not going to lie. There were people after that primary last time around, there were Katrina Shanklin supporters that, let's just say, they could have put a little more enthusiasm into the race. I'm not saying they're responsible for Derek Van Orden winning. There's a lot of ingredients that go into it. But I have always been a voice in party circles and independently of, after a primary, there is only one job. And if you're not pouring everything into that job, you are doing that job wrong. And so that's just me putting third Congressional District Democrats and left-leaning independents on notice to get it together next year and reach out to people with the right messaging, some of it anti-Republican, some of it here's what I stand for, and get the job done next year.
I will say something, and maybe you're going to think I'm being one of the negative Nellies out there, but the one thing that still stands out to me is, as I sit right here right now, when I think about Rebecca Cook's campaign, is the commercial where she stood in the middle of the road and basically said a pox on both your houses. And that did not... That rubbed me the wrong way, because obviously the Wausau media market hit Stevens Point, so I saw the TV commercials here. I think at the same time, to say that Katrina Shanklin supporters weren't as enthusiastic, also it's a responsibility of the candidate to help get some enthusiasm as well.
That everything that you just said is perfectly correct. That ad standing in the middle of the road was your classic consultant ad. I know the consultants, you know, ran some of my ads or tried to run some of my ads. And when you take the pox on both your houses thing, you have now turned off a substantial share of the electorate who's very proud to be a Democrat, very proud to be progressive. And in a close district, you need them too. So it is a tough needle to thread. I grant you that. But the last thing you want is something that looks like it came from the consultant cookie cutter bin. Make it uniquely for this district, where there are plenty of proud Democrats and progressives as well as independents. And if you can thread that needle, you know, and do it in a positive way instead of the way Derek Van Orden has done in a negative way, right. You will be the representative that this 3rd Congressional District so badly needs.
Holy cow, we're talking about the next election already.
I know, it's no time to waste.
Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, and again, make sure, starting next Wednesday, tune in. Have you announced the new name yet, or are you holding off on that?
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. There you go. So come spend your mornings with Pat Kreitlow and Spicy Chad.
There
as well.
You go. Well, Pat, I'm looking forward to it, and looking forward to spending more time talking about what's going on, and it should be a lot of fun.
Me too.
Pat Kreitlow.
See ya.
We're going to come right back with Brittany Merlot, talk about the weather straight ahead here on 98.9 WXCO. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
We're from the Wausau Business Show, 100% action-packed Wausau every Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls 98.9 WXCO. We're also available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
You're nailing it. Keep going.
WausauBusiness.com. We broadcast from the tippy top of Rib Mountain. So we'll see you Saturday, Wausaunians.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Pop
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In 2024, a ballot measure to throw out Ohio's dysfunctional, politician-led redistricting process had its description rewritten by state officials to sink it. Now, Ohio officials are trying to sink two more measures they don't like, and the U.S. Supreme Court is now involved. Some background. Ohio's fair and truthful ballot measure requirements allows the state to modify a ballot measure's description to make it more accurate for voters. But can it use that authority to manipulate the process and block citizens from moving their ballot measure forward? Organizers tried for 2 years to get the language okayed to gather signatures for the Protecting Ohioans' Constitutional Rights measure, giving citizens the private right to sue the state and removing the qualified immunity that police and government officials are currently given. While organizers have acted in good faith, Federal District Court Judge Karen Nelson Moore wrote that Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost rejected the proposed amendment language 8 times and found the reasons dubious. The 3-judge panel ruled 2-1 that Ohio was restricting organizers' speech and must approve the measure's description. But April 9th, Yost appealed to Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh for an emergency stay of the Sixth Circuit's order, which Kavanaugh immediately granted despite the sketchy circumstances. We'll continue to watch this situation. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also join us by going to YouTube.com and the 98.9 WXCO channel on YouTube, because, especially now, because, you know, you get to see my ugly mug here, you know, for the entire 2 hours. But during this segment, you get to see Brittany Merlot from her home studio, ready to tell us about all the weather information that is never boring around here. But Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. How are you doing?
It is a beautiful morning. I mean, I'm looking outside right now. I'm looking out to Washington Street here downtown and beyond the Children's Imaginarium, and I just see blue skies. And the temperature is warmer than it's been. I mean, doggone it, we finally got some spring. And then we're going to get some of those spring showers, apparently. We can't even enjoy this for a complete day, can we?
No, we can't. I hope you brought the umbrella and the sunglasses when you left for work today, because you need them both. You need them both. There's good things about this, though. This rain is needed, right?
Yes,
some of the state is still in a drought. We want the grass green. We want the leaves back on the trees. We want the flowers to start growing, and we need the rain for that to happen, right? And then some sunshine after it. And that's exactly what we're going to get as we go through the next few days. And Chad, get this. I was looking at a bird cast, and 166 million birds migrated last night from the south to the Midwest.
Just last night.
They've been doing it for the past few days, but a major, major, major migration happened last night. So if the birds are doing it, I'm going to go with them and say spring is really, truly here. We're here.
And I was going to say that the birds are the ones that really keep a close eye on the weather, don't they?
They only come up
with this right time. They don't want to come up here like it was Monday and Tuesday. They probably said, all right, that's been the past, and now it's time for real spring. And also that old saying, April showers bring May flowers.
Mm-hmm. And if you want everything to be bright and beautiful and full of great vegetation, well, we need this. And it'll be good. At least it's during the week, and it's still getting us a sunny weekend, and especially for Easter and all of the egg hunts and things going on and girls in little dresses. Oh, it's so cute. But anyways, we're warmer, right? Highs today are going to hit 60 degrees. We've got the sunshine to start. Clouds are going to be moving in by this afternoon. And we are looking at rain, light showers rolling through by 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. And then we'll get a little break, and then some storms start to spark up and move through this evening into the overnight. Maybe a few will linger early tomorrow morning, but it'll be a mostly cloudy day tomorrow. Highs still reach 60, and some more showers and storms are definitely possible for the afternoon and evening. Now, that's as a cold front moves through. So the first wave is the warm front. Next one is the cold front. And we're really looking to stay away from a lot of the severe weather. That will stay much further south in the state. So just some gusty winds and small hail is possible with these storms. But the rainfall, we're looking at a good chunk, anywhere from about a half an inch at minimum to about an inch of rainfall. And that soil needs it. It is going to be perfect for planting pretty soon. We just got to get through that final freeze, which is just around the corner, and everything will be good to go. But this weekend, bright, beautiful, dry, sunny, highs on Saturday at about 52 degrees. Sunday, we'll see a few more clouds, partly sunny with highs at 53 degrees. And then we do have chances of some rain trying to push in at night, Sunday night, and into our Monday before we dry things out midweek.
Well, it sounds like just an old-fashioned drencher coming up tonight and tomorrow, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
But again, you said it. I mean, for a holiday weekend, man, you know, it's going to be beautiful Saturday, and looks like beautiful to start at least very much on Sunday. So we will take that. I think if you're going to time it out, Thursday and Friday having the rain, Saturday and Sunday not having the rain, I will give you an A-plus for that. Or maybe an A-minus, because it may affect my game. So I'll give you a little bit of a knockdown there.
Deal. That's fair.
And I'll also, you're right. We're going to green things up, and I think that'll be very, very cool indeed.
I agree. Because, you know, me, I love nothing more than summer bonfires and camping and all of that. Well, I can't have a bonfire yet because the fire danger is too high. So hurry up, rain. Let's go.
Exactly right. All right. To wrap it up, again, the details on this. Very nice start. Getting a little wet forecast.
Yes, we've got a low pressure system bringing a warm front through. Highs today will hit 60. Showers start to pop up this afternoon, and storms roll through at night and through the overnight. A few more scattered showers and storms possible tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, highs at about 60 once again. And for Saturday and Sunday, beautiful, sunny, highs in the low 50s.
All righty then. Well, we're going to enjoy this morning, number one.
Yes.
So there you go. Mm-hmm. Hey, Brittany, thanks again for the info. Have yourself a wonderful Thursday, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
You too. Bye, guys.
That's our Brittany Merlot, meteorologist, joins us every weekday morning at 8:21 right here on 98.9 WXCO. And even when we make the changes starting next week, she's still going to be with us right at this very same time. So as you get ready to plan out your day with the weather, to know whether or not to bundle up, whether or not to bring an umbrella, bring some sunscreen or sunglasses, she will still be with us at 8:21 every weekday morning as we get folded in to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow starting next Wednesday. Real quickly, let's give an official good morning here to our in-studio engineer and our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Feeling good this morning, even though you had win streak end yesterday?
Yeah, it's too bad. It's too bad I couldn't make it. Eight in the row.
But seven is fantastic.
Yep. And I can hopefully get back to securing a successful week this week. But no, I can't complain. Like you said, the weather is beautiful. I had a really fun rehearsal at Anastasia last night. And, you know, it's really nice with this Easter weekend because my sister and I are going to be celebrating our birthdays this weekend.
Right.
Hers is on tomorrow, actually, and mine, it's unbelievable. My birthday's on Easter Sunday.
Well, there you go. Double
it
holiday.
It doesn't usually happen. It's only happened one other time.
You now know what it's like for those people that have birthdays
Halloween on their birthday or on Christmas on their birthdays.
big holiday doubleheader there. So
indeed.
Very good. The time is 8:29. We're going to take a quick timeout and then have an information update, news, weather, sports, entertainment all coming up. And then back with more Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt Nair on air.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlau. Wisconsin sits on two Great Lakes, which lends itself perfectly to the shipbuilding industry. Lisa Hale reports on efforts to rebuild domestic shipbuilding.
Marinette, Sturgeon Bay, Manitowoc, Milwaukee, Green Bay, all cities involved in commercial and military shipbuilding. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin wants to ensure that our nation's shipbuilding industry remains strong and vibrant. Baldwin has introduced Buy America and Made in America requirements into the defense bill.
By the way, you know, we know about the big shipyards in Wisconsin, but there are hundreds of and upon hundreds of small businesses that supply certain components for those ships.
She added military vessels aren't the only ones to be concerned with. Baldwin said not so many decades ago, the U.S. dominated shipbuilding. That's no longer the case.
I think in the last full year for which there are records, we built in the United States 5 commercial ships, and China built 1,700. So hopefully that sunk in. We have gone from being dominant in commercial shipbuilding to having our lunch eaten by China.
Baldwin added that she will be happy to work with President Donald Trump in efforts to resurrect the U.S. shipbuilding industry. Early in his current administration, the president said he was committed to that objective. Last week, Trump directed the Department of Defense to explore actions that could bring commercial shipbuilding back to the United States. She said one of the actions might be docking fees for Chinese vessels.
But he set in motion the work that the administration has to do to see that through. And that's one where I'll work really closely with him. And
Baldwin made her comments during a virtual town hall meeting for her constituents in Northeast Wisconsin earlier this month. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Taylor Sheridan and Paramount Plus are proving to be a match made in ratings heaven. Sheridan's 1923 season 2 finale brought in over 14 million viewers, the most ever for the series, as people tuned in to finally see World War I hero and lion hunter Spencer Dutton come to the defense of his family's land. As a result, the show joined Landman and Tulsa King as the top 3 shows on Paramount Plus. The season 2 finale of 1923 also got 163 million views on social media. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia will return for its 17th season in July. In a related story, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia has been on for 17 seasons. In the new season, the Patty's Pub gang struggles as they are about to see their beloved bar devoured by corporate America. Admittedly, I completely forgot it was still on the air, but it is currently the longest running live action series. The new season starts July 9th on FX with shows screening on Hulu the next day. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered afternoon showers, even a thundershower possible. Our high in the upper 50s to near 60. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms. Our low dropping into the 40s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
And from Chippewa Falls.
What are Republicans voting for if they're not voting for Medicare, Medicaid, clean energy, clean water?
Tax cuts for billionaires. You wouldn't get a lot of votes for that. So you have to create an enemy. And somebody says, blame all these people like women and immigrants and black and brown folks. Your brain will sometimes want to accept that because it's the easiest of off-ramps to all of the anxiety and existential fear that you've got.
The Maggie Dawn Show, moving soon to its new time, weekdays 4 until 6 on Civic Media and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. And then all the way from WGBW, Amanda Nimmer joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, and at YouTube.com, and the 98.9 WXCO channel on YouTube. You can join us by calling or texting at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. We'd love to hear your voice. We'd love to hear your thoughts on anything that is on your mind. Again, we want to know what you're thinking about, the issues that are important to you, whether we're talking about them or we're not talking about them. So please let us know. 715-382-9297 to be with us here on the program. And you can also call or text us by using your Civic Media app. Download the app. If you haven't done so, just go to your app store, search Civic Media. It is a free app. Then you'll be in contact with every station on the Civic Media radio network and be able to pick out the WXCO part of the app, open it up, and then either listen live, send us an email, go to our website, be able to send us a text or give us a call there as well. Time is 8:36. Again, it is a lovely start here in north central Wisconsin. Just a terrific morning. Lots of sunshine. Temperature is much warmer than it's been in recent days. The temperature currently stands at 41 degrees. Quick note that coming up on this afternoon, time runs together, I tell you. High school baseball, weather permitting. Again, Brittany was saying maybe the rain would move in later in the afternoon. Hopefully it will hold off because we have high school baseball on the schedule. The Marathon Red Raiders taking on the Edgar Wildcats. I was in Edgar for the baseball game on Tuesday. It was frigid. Wind chill factors, 26 degrees at first pitch. Did not get any warmer the rest of the game. But Marathon will try to turn the tables on Edgar. Edgar won on Tuesday in the Marrowwood Conference South Division opener, 10-4. And today, Red Raiders will host the Wildcats. 4:35 for the pregame, 4:45 for the first pitch, live right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And why do I bother? You know, I might get wet today. You know, I was cold on Tuesday. Why do we do this?
Because we are very, very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station that covers play-by-play action of high school sports.
That's exactly right. Coming up in the second hour of the show, we're going to be joined by Marathon County Democratic Party Chair Nancy Stensel. A lot of things to talk about. And one of the things that I want to talk about are the opportunities for your voice to be heard. Today, you have a chance to go and let your voice be heard to State Senator Corey Tomchek. So, Corey Tomchek is the state senator representing our area here in Marathon County and a big portion around north and north central Wisconsin. But Corey Tomchek is hosting a listening session today. And as I said yesterday when Bob Look was here, yes, we have a lot of disagreements with State Senator Corey Tomchek. Mm. But at the same time, I give him a lot of credit for having this listening session to talk to the people of his district. And that's one thing that kind of almost surprises me a little bit, because back during the campaign, he would talk about how he was there to represent the people that he agreed with and that agree with him. That's not the role of a representative. Your role is to represent everybody. So I hope that maybe as being in office that he has evolved a bit in terms of how he looks at representing the people of north central Wisconsin. But the thing about it as well that's interesting, it's one thing to go and speak at a listening session to somebody that you agree with most of the time. It's another thing to go to a listening session to a state representative or a state senator or a U.S. representative or U.S. senator that you may disagree with in a lot of ways. And I think it's important for the person that is representing the people to hear from people that don't agree with them all the time. Mm-hmm. And I also think it's important for us who may have different opinions to let the folks out there know what they are as well. So today, if you have an opportunity, go and talk to State Senator Corey Tomchek. He will be at Dale's Weston Lanes, the North Woods Room at Dale's Weston Lanes. That's at 5902 Schofield Avenue in Weston. He'll be there from 2:30 until 3:30 p.m. If you can't make it to that listening session, and if you want to drive a little bit, it's not that far. It's about, 45 minutes or so. I was in Stratford on Monday for a game broadcast, but Corey Tomchek will have another listening session today in Stratford from 4:30 till 5:30 p.m., a little later. So maybe if you're off of work and you want to go and be part of a listening session with Corey Tomchek, you can do it in Stratford today from 4:30 to 5:30. It's at the Marathon County Public Library, Stratford Branch, that in the first floor meeting room. That is at 213-201. Those long numbers for addresses always are pain in the butt. But 213-201 Scholar Street in Stratford. So two listening sessions going on today involving State Senator Corey Tomchek in Weston, Dale's Weston Lanes at 2:30, and in Stratford at the Marathon County Public Library at 4:30 today. So, again, I think it would be good for State Senator Corey Tomchek to hear maybe some thoughts or opinions on issues that are different than maybe the folks that he hangs around with most of the time when it comes to being in Madison or even here in the district, talking to the folks that always say, Corey, I think you're doing a great job and everything you say is perfectly A-okay. But I do think it's important that part of the whole idea of democracy is to make sure that your voice is heard.
Absolutely.
There is a responsibility not only for the people that serve in office, but there is a responsibility for the people that are citizens for this democracy to work. It's so easy to blame the folks that are in office for things that you don't agree with. But you have to be involved as well. And we've seen that in recent weeks. We've seen that at these events like in Rim Mountain where people were, for lack of a better term, protesting. But, I mean, I don't think protesting is the right word. I think it's just letting your voice be heard.
Absolutely.
And we're going to see these opportunities as the days and the weeks and the months go by. And we'll find out from Nancy Stensel as well in terms of what is going on. Are there some more events that people can go out to in the next number of days? I think there is actually one coming up in the next few days, which we'll find out from Nancy coming up as well, where it works. It really does. When you have these events where people come out, and it doesn't have to be 100,000 people. It can be 50 people or 100 people, or in the case of Rim Mountain a few weeks ago, more than 600 people. If you have your voice be heard, then
it makes your representatives think, because the one thing that they want to do is get reelected. And if they see large numbers of people, or even not large numbers of people, but passionate people out there talking about certain issues, at the very least, they're going to think about it. Mm-hmm. Also, when we talked to Nancy, one thing I want to ask her about, because this morning on Pat Kreitlow's show, he had a second Democratic candidate for the 3rd Congressional District, the district that is being represented by Republican Derek Van Orden. And it's very early. And as I said when we had Pat on earlier, it's hard to believe we're talking about another election coming up, but this is not until next year. But I'm curious to hear from Nancy. Is there anybody in the 7th Congressional District that is currently being represented by Congressman Tom Tiffany that is showing interest in getting involved? Is there any rumbles out there? So I'm going to ask her about that as well. I want to ask her about the race for the Democratic Party chairman in the state of Wisconsin. Again, earlier this morning on Pat's show, Joe Sopecki, who is a regular guest on Thursday mornings on Pat's show, announced that he would be a candidate for the state chair for the Democratic Party after the announcement last week that Ben Wickler would not be running for another term. I heard on the list of endorsements for Joe Sopecki, one of which was listed, former Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg. So Katie Rosenberg has thrown her support behind Joe Sopecki for Democratic Party chair in the election that will be held in early June. And also, something I want to talk to Nancy about as well is that for this convention and for this vote for party chair, you have to be a party member. How do you become an official party member? I'm going to ask her about that coming up. Because I think a lot of people may say, hey, I'm a Democrat or I'm a Republican. It could be, you know, whatever you are. But to be an official member of the party, it takes more than just saying it. I think they're people are thrilled to be just, you know, the party loves that you'll just say it. I mean, that's okay. But you can be more involved. And just last week, myself and the owner of Civic Media, Sage Weil, we were at the Marathon County Democratic Party meeting, and we got up and spoke. Sage did most of the talking. He he was on Zoom, and he had these different slides to talk about communication. Very, very smart man. Very, very in touch with communication and how to try to talk to folks out there. And I said after he got done, I said every time that he gives these kind of presentations, I feel more and more less intelligent, because there's a lot of things I have to think about in terms of when I am discussing some of these issues and trying to put my best foot forward in terms of trying to have others who may not agree with me all the time open their minds to the arguments. And that's one of the things about, again, our system, that we need to believe in the power of ideas and the battle of ideas, and to be willing to listen to somebody that may disagree, at the very least, just to it after the discussion, hopefully then you will have even more belief in your value system, in your value set. Because if you're just in the bubble, if you're just in the echo chamber all the time and not being pushed back on some of your ideas, then you're not as, you know, not as strong in terms of being able to fight for those ideas. So again, it was great to talk to the folks of the Marathon County Democratic Party, and actually for myself to learn a little bit more about the communication aspect with Sage Weil as well. So again, we'll have a lot to talk about with Nancy Stensel. She'll be with us at 9:21 this morning. But April the 17th of 2025, again, the sun is shining out there. Yeah. I sat in the backyard yesterday afternoon because it was my mom's birthday, as I said. I went over there and saw mom. And
Did you have a nice birthday?
We enjoyed the sunshine. You know, it was after a couple of very windy days. It calmed down yesterday as well. And that's one of the good things. But to be able to sit outside, and I think, you know, if you're listening right now, take the radio, go outside, soak up the sun, as Sheryl Crow would say, and really enjoy it. Because as we get now deeper into spring, to start to feel better, we're past the April election. Let's start to to refresh our souls as well, our insides. So that's one of the good things. And we're going to try to keep a smile on your face and still talk about the important issues as well.
Absolutely.
We need to take a quick timeout. We're going to come back, have a quick sports update. The Brewers back over 500. Another impressive win. They only gave up one run combined in the last 2 days against Detroit, who's a pretty good team. So we'll touch on that. Bucks are getting closer to the start of their playoff series with Indiana.
Only a few days away.
Yep, lots of high school action going on today. So we'll give a quick sports update coming up next. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. The time is 8:48, 41 degrees under sunny skies. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In 2024, a ballot measure to throw out Ohio's dysfunctional, politician-led redistricting process had its description rewritten by state officials to sink it. Now, Ohio officials are trying to sink two more measures they don't like, and the U.S. Supreme Court is now involved. Some background. Ohio's fair and truthful ballot measure requirements allows the state to modify a ballot measure's description to make it more accurate for voters. But can it use that authority to manipulate the process and block citizens from moving their ballot measure forward? Organizers tried for 2 years to get the language okayed to gather signatures for the Protecting Ohioans' Constitutional Rights measure, giving citizens the private right to sue the state and removing the qualified immunity that police and government officials are currently given. While organizers have acted in good faith, Federal District Court Judge Karen Nelson Moore wrote that Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost rejected the proposed amendment language 8 times and found the reasons dubious. The 3-judge panel ruled 2-1 that Ohio was restricting organizers' speech and must approve the measure's description. But April 9th, Yost appealed to Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh for an emergency stay of the Sixth Circuit's order, which Kavanaugh immediately granted despite the sketchy circumstances. We'll continue to watch this situation. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
This message is sponsored by WiscCaregiver.com. Now is the time to start a meaningful career as a caregiver. Make a real difference in people's lives. WiscCaregiver.com gives you 2 great options for free. Train for the in-demand caregiver workforce as a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or become a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. All training is free. Plus, you can earn a $500 bonus. Learn more. Visit WiscCaregiver.com.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Yeah.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app and YouTube.com, 98.9 WXCO channel on YouTube as well. 715-382-9297 to join us here on the program. Again, either call or text and let your voice be heard. And again, a quick reminder, just want to remind you one more time as we continue to, because I don't want any surprises to occur, starting next Wednesday, we are making some changes to the programming lineup on Civic Media that will affect this show and what you hear here on 98.9 WXCO. Up North News with Pat Kreitlow will be changing. It will be mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. It will air from 6 until 9 a.m. every weekday morning starting on Wednesday. We will be part of that program moving forward from 7 until 9 a.m. We will have two segments every hour that are based here in our Wausau studios. We will be talking about area news, area events, area sports, area information. We will have the weather forecast with Brittany focusing on Wausau and Central Wisconsin, plus voices that will be heard from Central Wisconsin in this studio. So again, we will be here from 7 till 9 a.m. for those segments. We'll be part of Pat's show as well. And again, that will be starting on Wednesday, 6 till 9 a.m. mornings with Pat Kreitlow, featuring ourselves here from our Wausau studios as well, between 7 and 9 as well. Then from 9 to 11, it will be Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair and Greg Box, they'll be moving their show up 1 hour. They're currently from 10 till noon. Then on Wednesday, they'll be on from 9 to 11. Then starting on Wednesday, the nationally syndicated, very popular Tom Hartman program will be moving in from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Todd Alba, who right now is on from noon till 2, he will be moving back 2 hours. Todd's show will be from 2 till 4 in the afternoon starting on Wednesday. And the Maggie Dawn show, which currently airs from 2 till 4, we'll be moving back 2 hours as well, from 4 until 6, and then Nightlight with Pete Schwabba remains from 6 till 8. So again, that will be the new programming lineup starting on Wednesday morning of next week. So again, to hear us and hear the talk, the interviews, the information here from Central Wisconsin, we will be part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow starting Wednesday. Pat's show will be from 6 till 9. We'll be having multiple segments of the in the 7 o'clock and the 8 o'clock hours starting on Wednesday. Brewers victorious yesterday. They take 2 out of 3 in their series with the Detroit Tigers. Yesterday, the Brewers defeated the Tigers 5-1 at American Family Field, and the Brewers used the long ball. 3 of their runs came on solo home runs. Kristen Yelich went deep, Reese Hoskins went deep, and Sal Frelick also hit a home run for Milwaukee. So the last 2 days, the pitching has stepped up big time for Milwaukee. They had beat the Tigers on Tuesday 5-0, and then yesterday 5-0. They beat them 5-1 on Tuesday, and then they beat Detroit 5-0 yesterday. So the Brewers, one game over 500. They are off today. They will take on the Sacramento Athletics. They're not called the Sacramento Athletics, but that's where they're playing, so that's what I'm going to call them because they moved from Oakland. They're going to move to Las Vegas, but their stadium is not ready yet for like 3 years. Whoa. So they're playing their games in Sacramento in a minor league ballpark. The owners of the A's don't want people calling them the Sacramento Athletics. They just want to be called Athletics. Well, that ain't going to happen here.
No.
Because the greedy ownership, so we're going to call them the Sacramento Athletics. So the Brewers in Sacramento, 3-game weekend series starting tomorrow night at American Family Field. Bucks are getting set. Again, they are working towards Saturday's first game in their best-of-7 Eastern Conference first-round series with the Indiana Pacers.
12 noon Saturday, the Bucks and the Pacers. So it should be a very, very entertaining, I think a very, very long series. A couple of evenly matched teams in a best of seven. Number 5-seeded Bucks, number 4-seeded Pacers. And again, don't forget, later this afternoon, high school baseball marathon taking on Edgar. Merriwood Conference South Division matchup. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 4:35 and the first pitch at 4:45 right here on 98.9 WXCO. WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Got another hour to go. We have Nancy Stencil joining us, Marathon County Democratic Party at 9:21. And then our daily history lesson and our number for the day quiz with Ian coming up in the final segment of the show. Find out what's happening around the country, around the world, around the state, around the area, plus weather and sports and entertainment coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll talk issues that matter to you with State Senator Sarah Kieski and also Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich. Also, the NFL Draft of the Packers. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone or just taking a deep, calming breath to ground yourself. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump didn't like what Fed Chair Jerome Powell had to say about his new tariffs.
Tariffs are highly likely to generate at least a temporary rise in inflation. The inflationary effects could also be more persistent.
This morning, Mr. Trump posted to his Truth Social Powell's, quote, termination can't come fast enough. Legal experts question his ability to fire the Fed head. Officials overseas hope to soften the blow of Trump tariffs. CBS's Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk.
The European Central Bank has just cut interest rates in the 20-nation eurozone to 2.25%. That's the lowest in more than 2 years.
An update on yesterday's power outage that plunged all of Puerto Rico into darkness. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez has new details from San Juan.
There was progress overnight. Crews are now reporting that about 40% of customers on the island do have their power restored. That still means more than half of customers are out.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm Brittany.